Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Dan Kestenbaum. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Today's daf is daf nun. We will pick up with a few arais from Memtes Amud Beis. The Gemara says towards the bottom of Memtes Amud Beis that Ahimetra Nusa, a certain noblewoman, saw Rabbi Yehuda. She saw his shining face, and she said to him, "My Rebbe Rebbe," which the Mefarshim over here explain, "Myra, you're a teacher of Tyra, you paskin Tyra Balayra Virave, and yet you're a drunkard. Your shining face must be coming, your happiness must be coming because you drink." The Marsha has another pshat in the word Myra. He says that Myra comes from the Lashon of Ben Saira Umayra, rebellious one. She's referring to Rabbi Yehuda as like a Ben Saira Umayra, you Myra Virave, you rebellious one and drunkard one. A Ben Saira Umayra is attributed, one of his qualities is that he drinks. And furthermore, the Marsha says that she's playing off the expression we find, Mayri Virebi. So instead of saying Mayri Virebi, she plays off that expression, an expression of respect and endearment, and she says, Mayri Virave. So, Amar La, he said back to her, Himnusa Biyada de Issa, swear by this lady, by her life, Ita Imna Ela Kidusha, Vavdalta varba kisi de pischa. All I drink is from Kiddush, Havdalah, and the arba kaisis of Pesach. Vichograni tzidim in Pesach, ara tzarta. And not only that, I have such a low tolerance of wine that I have a headache. I have to wrap my temples to alleviate my headaches all the way from Pesach until Shavuos. That's how powerful the impact, the effect of wine and alcohol has on me, that I have these headaches. So I am the furthest thing from a person that's a drunkard that constantly drinks. Ela chachmas adam ta'ir panav. It's the wisdom of a person, a pasuk Koheles, that enlightens, that makes a person's face light up and shine. The simple understanding is that this is a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda's response. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chachmas Adam Tarapanav. He says, he's honest. He says, my shine comes through the wisdom of Tyra. And that's as well Mavur in the way the Yerushalmi brings over this Maisa. The Yerushalmi says clearly that this Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Yehuda by Rabbi Eli. And over there, it says, a little bit different Lashon, it says, Ela ufani shkiachli. My learning, my Torah, is common by me. Dechsev chachmas adam Torah panav. So it's clear from the Yerushalmi that this is Rabbi Yehuda's, part of Rabbi Yehuda's response. However, the Marsha learns over here that the Ela is not a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda, but rather it's a comment of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda just said back, I swear that I don't drink, I'm not a drinker. And the Gemara says, you know where his shine came from? It's because of Chachmas Adam Ta'ir Panav. What does this mean precisely, Chachmas Adam Ta'ir Panav? The Sheet over here writes that the Torah is Mechameim Tivai, the Torah warms the nature, the inside of the person, and that warmth comes out, can be seen through a person's face. Not 100% clear to me what the Shita means. We like to say over two Mahalchim, not necessarily exclusive of one another, and what this means, Chachmas Adam Tarapanav. One understanding which is the way the Chovos HaTamidim understands in Peace, Shleisha, Mamarim, Imaimer Beis, Ais Dalet, that this is an idea of the Torah brings about the Kedusha of the person. It brings out the Kayach of his Ruchnius, of his Neshama, and the Kedusha of the Torah brings out the light of the person, the light that shines from his Neshama into his, through his face, that can be seen through his Panav. We see a beautiful Medrash in Bereishis, Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Yud Aleph, where the Medrash is explaining what does the Pasuk mean, Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i, that Hashem blessed the seventh day, the day of Shabbos. And the Medrash gives an explanation of Birchai Ba'ar Panav Shel Adam, that a blessed Shabbos blesses a person with the shine of a person's face. And the Medrash says, "Laydaima arpanav shaladam koyimay sa Shabbos kimay shudaima b'Shabbos." The face of a person the rest of the week is not the same, is not as bright as the face of the person on Shabbos. L'chayra, this is the idea, the kedusha of Shabbos brings about a light, a ruchnius light that can be seen in the person's face. We find Gemara, famous Gemara Megillah, on Tezayin and Mebeis, Laihudim Aysa Aira V'Simcha V'Sas V'Ikar, and the Gemara says, Aira Zu Taira. Light refers to Taira, V'Cheinu Aymer Kiner Mitzvah V'Taira Ar. So, which simply, a simple understanding is that Taira brings a light of Kedusha to the person, and that is what's shining in the person's face. Another understanding of Chachmas Adam Tayar Panav, which again is not necessarily exclusive of this, is that it refers to the simcha, the happiness that Tayar brings to a person. Sas anaychi alimra secha kemaitzi shalarav, David HaMelech says, the Tayar brings about a simcha and a happiness to the person, and that's the light, the brightness that's being referred to in the pasuk. This is the way Rav Aaron, Mishnas Rav Aaron, Alatayra, Parshas Tzav, as well as a Sefer called Chachmas HaMitzvayim, Parshas Kisisa, they bring the Pasuk of Chachmas Adam Tayra Panav in the context of the joy that Tayra brings to a person, which as well fits very nicely in our Gemara, because the Machanusa Sarab Yehuda, she saw he was happy. She said to him, you must be a drunkard. Your happiness comes because you're drunk. I once heard a pshat that she was saying that you must be drunk. You must be living in a irreality. You're not living in a real life. So you must be drunk. That's why you're able to be happy. You're diverting. You're in an illusion. However, Rabbi Yehuda says back, nay, it's the Chachmas Adam Tayra Panav, when a person has the MS, person has Tayra Ruchnius, that's what gives a person a real Simcha. It's interesting to point out that in the story before this and the story after, we find a different response from Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara brings before this, Rabbi Yehuda was in front of Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Tarfon said, "Hayayim panecha tzehuvim, today your face is very shining. What's the pshat?" And Rabbi Yehuda said back, "Because your servants brought us beets, and the beets gave us a shine." So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say, or why didn't Rabbi Tarfon understand? Chachmas Adam Tayra Panav L'Chayra. The simple answer, and I saw this in a Sefer, Shumas HaDeshen al Ashas, written by someone named Rav Tzemach HaKain 250 years ago, not to be confused with a much earlier Sefer, famous Sefer, the Chuvis, Shilas and Chuvis of the Shumas HaDeshen. And he says that Rav Tarfon was asking, why is your face special today? Meaning every day Rav Yehuda's face shined. But apparently on that day, his face had an extra shine. And that's what he was asking Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda said back, it was because of the tardin, it was because of the beets. But a stronger question is the Gemara that is brought afterwards, where it was a Tztuki that asked Rabbi Yehuda, that told Rabbi Yehuda, Panacha daimon ikamavi ribis ikamagli chazirim. Your face looks like somebody who lends with interest or raises chazirim. Why these two things? Because the Ran explains, you make a lot of money without too much work, so therefore your face shines, you're happy. And Rabbi Yehuda said back, Bihudai Chavayu Asirin, they're both Asir to Jews. Ela Esim Barba Beis Akisa Islim Beis HaBei Midrash, the 24 bathrooms between my house and the Beis Medrash, and each time I go into each of the bathrooms. And the question is, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say back, like by the case of Machanusa, or even like the Marsha, that he himself didn't answer back, Chachmas Adam Tarapanav, the Gemara does, but how come over here we see he gives a response, he says it based, it's because of the bathrooms, and earlier by the noble woman, he doesn't give such a response. And in this sefer, Trumas HaDeshen, he says a beautiful pshat. He says, in this Maisa with the Matronusa, what did she tell him? She said, Mayra v'rave, you're someone that paskins, and yet you're a drunkard. Which, by the way, that's a contradiction, right? You're not allowed to paskin when you're drunk. She said, you're a learned Taira, and you're a drunkard. So he answered back to her. He says, that you call me a Mayra, that which you call me somebody that learns, that teaches Taira, that itself is the source of my happiness. That's the source of my shine. Chachmas Adam Tarapanav. So he answered her from where she came from. And he says that similarly, he says that Stuki, on the other hand, he told Rabbi Yehuda that your face looks like somebody who lends beribis or magale chazirim. And the Trumas HaDeshen says that these are two areas which go against the midah of nikiyas, of being clean. I assume he means lending interest. You're not clean from taking other people's money, from hurting other people, taking advantage of them, or megadli chazirim. Chazirim are the epitome of davar tuma. And he said back to him, Adarabba, those things, it's not where my simcha, my shine comes from. It comes from the midah of nikiyos, of staying clean, of going to the Beis HaKiseis. And it was the midah nikiyos that contributed to the kedusha of Rabbi Yehuda and brought out such a lechtig upon him, such a beautiful shining face of Rabbi Yehuda. Although this Gemara seems to be strictly Agarata related, like we've expounded on a little bit, but the truth of the matter is, there's fascinating halachic shailas and ramifications that come out of this statement of Rabbi Yehuda over here. There Rabbi Yehuda said, I swear, ita imna ela kiddusha v'avdalta v'arba kisa de pischa, and I have headaches from the dalet kaisais from Pesach until Shavuos. The Rashba in Tshuva's Chelak Aleph, Simon Reish Lamed Ches, was asked, what's the halach about somebody that doesn't drink wine a whole year because it damages him or because he doesn't like its taste? Is he able to not drink wine for the Dal Kaisais and do the Seder strictly over matzah? And the Rashba says, it's Mistavra, he has to push himself and drink, just like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi did, that he drank wine and he had headaches from Pesach until Shavuos. This halacha is brought, Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, Simen, Taf, Ayin, Beis, Sif, Yud. Shulchan Aruch writes that somebody that doesn't drink wine generally because it damages him or because he hates the wine, he has to push himself to Mekayim, the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisais. And there's a very fascinating Mishnah Berurah over there. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Ve'ein bechlal ze kishayipol lemishkav mizeh." That not included in this is a person that has to go to bed because of this. That it makes him sick, not just a headache, but it makes him sick that he has to go lie down. And the Shar Tzion writes over there that it's pasha to him because that's not called derech cheres. The Mishnah Berurah says a svara on his own that the Rashba only holds this way if it's uncomfortable for the person, it gives him a headache, but if imamish gets him sick that he has to lie down, that cannot be considered a mitzvah of Dalet Kaisais, which has to be done derech cheres. I'm not sure if the Mishnah Berurah means that while he's drinking it, before he even gets to the second, third cup, he already is sick in bed, so it's already seen on him that it's not derech cheres, or he means even if he would get sick after the Dalet Kaisais, but then it would be hard to understand why is that not considered derech cheres. At the time he's drinking normally. It's only afterwards that they're the effects of the wine, of the alcohol. There is a very interesting ha'ara in this discussion, Mikrei Kodesh, in Yoni Pesach, Chelak Beis, Simen Lamed Beis, brings a discussion. He brings the Besamim Reish in Tshuva, Tzadi Dalit, that the Besamim Reish holds that a person is not obligated to do a mitzvah's assay if it's going to cause him to get sick, if it's going to damage him, it's going to hurt his health, even if it will not put him in any danger, he is not obligated to mekayim the mitzvah. And he says that the Torah is darcheo darchei nayam, the Torah is sweet, the Torah was given for life, it wasn't given for a person to hurt himself with. And the Besamim Reish actually asks, brings our Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, who caused himself headaches all the way to Shuais, over the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisais. And the Besamim Reish says, possibly, that Rabbi Yehuda was machmer on himself, but al pi ikar hadin, he wasn't obligated to do so. L'chora, we see from this Rashba otherwise, because the Rashba brings a raya from our Gemara, from this Maisa, that a person's obligated to drink the Dalet Kaisais, even if it's mazikim, and he does not differentiate to say that he was just doing it al tzmidas chasidus, he was machmer on himself. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikrei Kodesh over there suggests that perhaps the Rashba only holds that a person's obligated if it'll cause a person a headache, aggravation. However, perhaps even the Rashba would agree that if it caused the person to be a chaylish emba sakana, that he's sick, that he has to be nightful a mishka, that he has to be in bed, then maybe even the Rashba would agree that a person is not obligated to mekayim a mitzvah asay. L'chora, from this Mishnah Berurah, we see the Pashta says he did not hold this way. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why a person who will become sick to the point that he is naifal mishkav, the reason why he's not obligated is because it's not derech eres, which would be a specific reason that would only apply in the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. Mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, that for another mitzvah say, even if it would cause the person to become a chayla she'en by sakana, it would cause him to be naifal mishkav, he would still be obligated to perform the mitzvah. This as well is the mashmaos of the Maram Shik in Aruch Chaim Reish Samach, that the Maram Shik holds it's only if there'll be a sakana from the mitzvah. However, if it's just a chayla she'en by sakana, the Maram Shik is mavur over there that he holds that the person would still be obligated to perform the mitzvah. The lahalacha, certainly this shayla would require a shayla schacha. Just to speak out, the very interesting raya that the Besamim Reish brings to his shita. The Besamim Reish brings a raya from the Mishnah in Sukkah, in the second parak and Daf Chafei, where the Mishnah says that chaylim umshamsheim p'turim in ha-sukkah, says that sick people and those that take care of them are pater from the sukkah. So B'Sam Reish says, why does it say a chayla, a sick person? The halacha is, even a mitzvah, even someone in pain, is pater from sukkah. So Zakta B'Samim Reish, that it wants to teach us that chayla, this p'tur, is not just by sukkah. This p'tur of chayla would be by every mitzvah sasei. He would have a p'tur, he'd be pater from fulfilling the mitzvah. It's Ma'ait Sarach Ian, very hard to understand. The B'Samim Reish's Raya. The Gemara is Mefereshes on Chavav. The Gemara asks a question over there. How could Rava say that Mitzvah, someone is pained, he's Pater from Sukkah? Our Mishnah says, Chaylin, sick people, Mashma, only if he's sick. Not just Mitzvah. And the Gemara answers, no. The reason why it said chaylim, someone who's sick, is for the second part, misham sheyem, those that take care of the sick people, only if they're sick. So then there's a p'tur of misham sheyem, of those that take care of them because they're isik b'mitzvah, they're involved with the mitzvah. However, if they're just uncomfortable, there's bugs or whatnot in the sukkah, so then only that person, the mitzvah, is pater. Nothing to do with those that take care of him. So we see in the Gemara clearly does not explain that the reason why the Mishnah said the case of Chayla is to teach us that everywhere there's a Ptur of Chayla. The Mishnah said the case of Chayla to teach us the halacha of Misham Sheyem, to teach us the halacha of those that take care of those that are sick. So Tzarech Ian, the Raya of the B'Samim Reish. There are other interesting halachic discussions that emanate from this Gemara. A shaila I once had is that why didn't Rabbi Yehuda use grape juice? L'chaira, the headaches that he had, the pashtas, it came from the alcohol of the wine. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda simply use grape juice? La halacha, there is a big discussion about using grape juice for the dalet kaisais. Lamaisa, the ilam, is saimech, uses grape juice for dalet kaisais. Rev Sternbach, in his Chuvas van Hagais, Chelek Beis, Simon Reish Mem Gimel, brings that the Tribina Rav, the Briska Rav, the Chazanish, all held that one is able to use grape juice if it's hard for him to drink wine. In fact, in a Sefer Seder Pesach Kehilchasa, Chelek Beis, Perek Gimel, Ha'ara 25, he says that he heard from Chaim Kanievsky himself that the Chazon Ish himself was Yaitze, drank grape juice for the Dalet Kaisais. So certainly, there's what to rely on, but this Gemara seems to be a Raya, a Kasha, on those that hold that one could use grape juice. I once saw that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal Taka brings a raya from this Gemara against using grape juice for Dalet Kaisais. And in the Haggadah, Kol Daidi from his son, Rav David Feinstein, Shlita, and Simon Gimel, Aishas, he brings a Rav Moshe held that one has to, Taka, push himself to drink wine over grape juice, even if it will bother him and give him a headache. And this Gemara is a raya to that. What would be a possible issue with grape juice for the Dalet Kaisais? When it comes to Kiddush and Hilchos Shabbos, Simen, Reish Ayin, Beis, Sif, Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that Yain Migitai, wine fresh from the vat, a person can make Kiddush on, and even though there's no alcohol, do not have time to ferment. The Mishnah Berurah does bring over there from the Magen Avraham that it's a mitzvah to use wine that aged at least 40 days. But Lamaisa, one is Yaitse on fresh wine, grape juice. One could say, well, grape juice is different because it's cooked. It's Yain Mevushal. But Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch over there in Sif Ches brings the discussion about making Kiddush of Yain Mevushal, which is a Machlekes Rishayim. And Lamaisa, the Ramah brings that the minig is to make kiddush and yayin mevushal. Again, there would be a lecharchila of using yayin she'ena mevushal to be yotzei the other shitais rishayim. But lamaisa for kiddush, it's we paskin that one would be yotzei with grape juice. The fact that there's no alcohol, the fact that it's cooked, is not a problem. Rav Sternbach in Mikrei Kodesh, Pesach, Chelak Bey, Simulam, and Hey discusses this, and he brings down a Pri Chadash in Aruch Chaim in the end of Taf Pei Gimel, where he brings down Shita of the Marash Levi that holds that one is not Yaitze Dalat Kaisais with raisin wine, which the Pri Chadash argues on, but Zakrav Sternbach, Lachara, the reason for the Marash Alevi, that raisin wine is worse because it has no alcohol, and the same thing would be by grape juice, at least according to Marash Alevi, it will be a problem for the Dalat Kaisais. And the reason for the Marash Alevi, as the Pri Chadash brings over there, is because the Chachamim were Misakin Dalat Kaisais L'Simcha. He says the Dalat Kaisais has to have a Simcha that perhaps other things, other mitzvahs do not need, darachiros, that Dalat Kaisais may be different, Zakrav Sternbach, than the other mitzvahs like Kiddush. Lamaisa, we don't seem to paskin this way, and this Gemara is Taka Tzarech Iyun. It's interesting, because the Mishnah Berurah over there, in Hilchos Pesach, and Taf Ayin Beis Yud, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, like we began with, that somebody who wine gives him a headache, it damages him. He says he has to push himself anyways, based on the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Mishnah Berurah over there writes that he is able to be yaitzei the mitzvah with raisin wine or chamar medina, or chamar medina, even the drink of the country. Different opinions as what chamar medina would be. Many hold beer would be good for chamar medina. So lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're able to take something else if it bothers you. Not only grape juice, which we said is considered yayin, linyan kiddush, but even chamar medina, even not wine altogether, Mishnah Berurah says you're able to use. So tzarechin again, our Gemara, why Rabbi Yehuda took wine, which he gave himself a headache from Pesach to Shavuos, that one could say that Rabbi Yehuda was machmir on himself, like we brought from the Besamim Reish. But again, then this would go against the Rashba, because the Rashba brought a raya to this halacha that a person is obligated to drink the Dal of Kaisais, even if it's mazik him. From our Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda forced himself, and that's the source of the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. If we would say that Rabbi Yehuda would just machmir on himself to drink, so then the Rashba would have no source. La halacha lamaisa was just the midas chasidas of Reb Yehuda. Apparently the Rashba held that he was mechuyev to do this. And again, it's tzarech iyun then. Why didn't he drink something, grape juice, something without alcohol? Or chamar medina, like the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech iyun, fascinating discussion. Another very interesting ha'ara on this maisa with Rabbi Yehuda is that how come Rabbi Yehuda did not mention the drinking on Purim? Chayev inish levesume b'puraya l'chayra. The drinking on Purim should have knocked him out, should have given him headaches. Why does it only mention the Dalat Kaisais on Pesach? No, one could taina that perhaps this is a makar to the araya to the Ramah. The Ramah brings in Aruch Chaim Tafresh Tzadi Hey that a person doesn't have to get so drunk, he just has to drink Yaiser Milimuda V'yashen and fall asleep. Lamaisa, just another Ha'ara on this Gemara that has a very interesting halachic discussions surrounding it. Going a bit further to the bottom of Nun Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us another incident which also is brought down with halachic ramifications, where the Gemara tells us that the wife of Rabbi Yehuda, she made a garment a glima, a shirt type of garment out of wool. And when he would go out, they were very poor. They would have to share it. And when Rabbi Yehuda would go out, he would put it on. And he made a bracha. And he would say, Baruch Shatani Me'il. Blesses Hashem that wrapped me in this Me'il. Now Me'il, as the Mefarshim over here explain, is a more chashuv garment, a more distinguished garment than a glima. I suggest that maybe it's more of a bekisha, overcoat type of garment. And he said, Baruch Shatani Me'il, because to him it was chashuv in his eyes like a Me'il. Taisvis in Brachas on Daf Nun Tesamah Beis brings the Shita of the Ri, that the only time a person makes a Shechiyanu on new clothing, if it's Begadim Chashuvim, if it's Chashuv clothing, a new suit, for example, not the Ri writes new shoes, socks, a chalak, a shirt. You don't make a Shechiyanu on such type of garments. However, the Rush over there in the ninth parak in Simon Tes Zayin argues and he says, V'yira li, it appears to me, akol afi mashu adam. It depends on the person. D'yesh anish sameach b'chalak yosem asher b'keilim chashuvim. You can have a poor person that's happier with a shirt more than a wealthy person is happy with chashuv of clothing. Kedaisa ben Adarim, like we find in Adarim, he brings our Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda that he'd make a bracha of Shatani Me'il because the garment was chashuv to him like a Me'il for an Asher. Lamaisa, Lahalacha, in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Reish Chav Gimel, Sif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Sheet of the Rush, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, V'm'ani v'sameach b'hem yivarech, if he's ani and he's happy with them, he makes a bracha. However, the Ramah says, brings down, yesh aymrim, there are those that say, sheet of the Ri, that a ani does not make a bracha on a shirt or shoes. It has to be garments that are chashiv by everybody. And the Svara Mishabura brings to Chumas HaDeshen in Simen Lamed Vav, that Chazal were only Misakin Shechiyanu on something that generally comes from time to time, not too often. And since a shirt, the shoes that come more frequently to people, so even by the Ani, he does not make a Shechiyanu. Now, the Pashtus is, when you hear this Rush and this discussion, and learning our Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda made a bracha of Baruch Shatani Me'il, it sounds like a special bracha that Rabbi Yehuda made. And it's Tzarech Ian. Where do we find such a bracha of Baruch Shatani Me'il? Rabbi Yehuda didn't make a Shechiyanu. And the Na'im L'Mishpat over here explains that really the bracha of Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch Shatani Me'il, is just another version of the bracha that we say of Baruch Mal Baruch Ata Hashem Malbish Arumim. And the Gemara tells us in Brachas and Daf Samach Amud Beis that people would make the brachas Ashachar as they would happen. It says when a person would hear the rooster, he would say Shnasan L'Sech Vivina La'avchem V'Yom Vein Laila. When he opened his eyes, he would say Pekech Ivrim, etc. And when he would get dressed, the Gemara says he would make a Baruch Malbish Arumim. Lamaisa, as we know today, they were misaking to make the brachas on a Seder, just to make the brachas in order, not as they happen. However, Rabbi Yehuda was still following the earlier practice of making the bracha as it happened. And so when he got dressed with this garment, he said, Baruch Shatani Me'il. This as well is understanding of the Chidushei Mariyah. It's Mem Hei Resh Yud Aleph Aleph. Rabbi Yisrael Avram Alter Landau. The Sefer was printed in Tafshin Lamed Vav. And He writes over there as well that this was a bracha similar to Malbish Arumim. And he explains, though, why didn't he say Malbish Arumim? Why did he say Shatani Mi'io? So he suggests that Malbish is only used when you're wearing something that has sleeves, not something that's just draped over, wrapped over the person. And he says the Rabbi Yehuda wrapped himself with this garment. It did not have sleeves. And therefore he made a bracha Baruch Shatani. Shatani is a lashon similar to lis'ate, to wrap oneself. And therefore, he made a little bit different version of this bracha. So the question is that, if this bracha is a regular bracha of Malbish Arumim, which every person makes without chash of a clothing, so why does the Rush bring this in the discussion of making a bracha of Shechiyanu? What does it have to do with our Gemara? So he explains that the Rush is just proving that the Ani has such a great simcha, and he could even say Shatani Mi'il, even though a Mi'il for a regular person is not considered this garment like Rabbi Yehuda wore. And yet by him he's able to say Shatani Mi'il. So we see that the bracha that a person makes depends on the person who's making the bracha, and by him it's considered a Mi'il, that it's not considered a bracha Sheker, Berchashav, that he's saying something that's not true. So the same way Rabbi Yehuda is able to call this garment a Mi'il, because for him it's Chashav like a Mi'il, so it's Mistavr, it's logical, that the same thing regards to Shechiyanu, if for him it brings him Simcha, there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to make Shechiyanu. Another interesting halachic discussion in this Gemara, the Marsha brings up, that how could Rabbi Yehuda wear this garment that his wife wore? Why isn't a problem of a silbash gever begedisha, which is brought in halacha in Yaradeya Simen Kuf Pei Beis? And the Marsha gives a very simple answer: the silbash gever only applies to a beged, to an article of clothing that's meyuchid to an isha. However, this garment that was made, that was appropriate for both of them, so then there's no problem of Laisilbash Gever. Moving along, going forward to our Daf Nun, the Gemara brings the famous Maisa with Rabbi Akiva, how he married the daughter of Kabbal Savua, who the Gemara in Gittin tells us he was one of the three wealthiest people in the world, and he was very upset that he asked Hana on them from his Nechasim, and they had to go sleep among the straw in a house, in a storage shed that was made for straw. And having makile tivna mimazia, the Ron explains, Rabbi Akiva had to pull out the straw from her hair. Tosfos and the Mefarish explain it's mazye, that Rabbi Akiva had to pull out the straw from his own hair. And the Gemara tells us that Eliyahu appeared to them like a regular person and was calling from the door, please, please give me some straw, a little bit of straw, because my wife is giving birth to a baby and I have nothing for her to lay on. And Rabbi Akiva said to Rachel, to his wife, Chazi Gavra da filo tivna lo islay. See that this person doesn't even have a little bit of straw. I once heard a nice svart from Rav Moshe Kalish that the simple pshat in this Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva is telling her, oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, we're not so bad off. You see, there are people that have less than us. And how do we understand this? It made Rabbi Akiva happier. Misery loves company. Well, it made him happier to see someone else had less than them. Rabbi Akiva, who's the teacher of Ahavta L'Reacha Kameicha, so Adarabba should have aggravated him more that there are other people that even have less. But he explained that the pshat is that Akiva was saying that we see the person that doesn't even have straw gives us an appreciation, that we don't take the straw, even the straw, we don't take that for granted, that Baruch Hashem, we have to appreciate the fact that we have the straw. And this is an important idea. We can look around in general at people that have more than us, or it looks like they have more than us, and be jealous of them. Or we can look around and see people that have less, and that should give us a greater appreciation for what we have, that we should be able to mekayim the Mishnah of Ezo Asher Hasameach Bechalko. And it's not that we're looking at people that have less than us and feeling, oh, I'm happy I have more than him. But the point, the focus is that I see that what I have is a gift. I see, I appreciate what I have as a gift. By seeing that not everyone has it, that gives me a greater appreciation not to take for granted what I do have. The Gemara tells us further how Rabbi Akiva went to learn for 12 years. And when he, at the end of 12 years, he came back and he heard someone, a Rasha, telling his wife, your father did a good thing because you married somebody not on your level, not appropriate for you. And furthermore, look how he left you for all these years. He left you a widow. And she said to him, if he listened to me, I would let him go for another 12 years. Let him stay for another 12 years learning. And Rabbi Akiva said, since she gave me permission, I'm going to go back. And the pashtas of the Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva didn't even go in to say hello. He went straight back to learn for another 12 years. And Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, a famous Sicha, Tafshin Lamed Aleph, Maimer Tes Zayin, he said, how do we understand this? He left his wife for 12 years. His wife gave up so much for Rabbi Akiva. She gave up all her wealth. How come he didn't go in just for a minute to give her happiness? Why'd he go back straight for another 12 years? Where's his Akaras HaTayyib? And Rav Chaim says, he talks about over there, the sakana of hefsek, of interrupting one's learning, how it could disrupt the continuation, the flow, the strength of the person's learning. And he says, Rabbi Akiva was afraid, he'll go in, how long will he stay there? And he won't be able to keep up the continuation, the flow of the 12 years. And as it's said over, it's not the Lashon of Rav Chaim over there, but the Velt says over that 12 plus 12 is not 24. That 24 years straight is a whole different world, a whole different kayach than interruption of 12 years and then plus another 12 years. And Rabbi Akiva goes back for another 12 years, and he comes back with, the Gemara says, 24,000 pairs of Talmidim. Some take out the Lashon here of pairs, because the Gemara in Yevamos and Samach Beis and Beis, like we're familiar with, says 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. So rather, over here, the Gemara should read 24,000 Talmidim, not 24,000 pairs, which would be 48,000. And everyone out goes out to greet him. And of course, Kalba Savua hears of this, and he goes ahead and is matir, his neder. And the Gemara tells us that this is one of the six things that Rabbi Akiva became very wealthy from, the first one being from Kalba Savua. A big discussion over here, Lagabe Hilchos Nedarim, revolves around how Kalba Savua went ahead and was matir his neder. Our Gemara in Nedarim over here doesn't specify how he was matir his neder. However, the Gemara in Ksubis, which also brings down the Maisa of Rabbi Akiva with a few different variations, Gemara on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, over there, the Gemara says that Kalba Savua heard that a great person was coming to the city, and he said, let me go and ask him to be matir my neder. So he did not know that this great person was none other than his son-in-law, Rabbi Akiva. he wanted to be matir the neder. I guess he knew that his son-in-law Rabbi Akiva was learning, and he heard a great person had come, and he wanted to go ask him to be matir the neder that he made against him. So he comes to him and he asks him for to be matir his neder, and Rabbi Akiva says to him, "Adaita de gava rabba mina darta? Did you make the neder thinking that your son-in-law would become a great person? Would you have made the neder if you would have known he would become a great person?" Amar lei, Kava Suvua said to him, "Afilu perek echad, afilu halacha achas, even if I would have known he would learn one perek or one halacha, I would have never made the neder." Amar lei, Rabbi Akiva said to him, "Anahu, I am your son-in-law, I am Rabbi Akiva." Nafal ape, he fell on his face, v'nashke al-kare, and he kissed him. He fell on the floor and he kissed him on his feet, and he gave him half of his money. There are two different discussions on the way this neder was permitted. Discussion number one is that the pashas of the Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva himself was matir this neder, and that would pose a problem. The Mishnah Negayim in Parak Beis Mishnah Hey teaches us, "Kol nedarim adam matir chutz minidrei atzmai," that all nedarim a person a chacham could be matir except for his own nedarim. A person cannot be matir his own nedarim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af lo nidrei ishtai," he's not able to be matir the nedarim of his wife as well. Ishtai kegufai. Now, in our case of Rabbi Akiva, it wasn't Rabbi Akiva's own neder, but the neder that his father-in-law, Kalba Savua, made was Nageya, was relevant to him because he asked Rabbi Akiva on getting Hanah from his Nechasim. And the Rivash in Shalos V'Tshuvos Simon Taf Vav says that in such a case as well, one would not be able to be matir the neder. And he brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if a person asr hana against his entire city, that his entire city is not able to get hana from him, the chachamim of that city are not able to be matir neder, since they're nageh bedavar, since they have invested interest in being matir this neder. So the question is, how could Rabbi Akiva be matir the neder of Kalba Savua when the neder was nageh him? So the Rivash gives two answers. First of all, the Rivash says that it doesn't say mefurish, even in the Gemara and Ksubis that we brought, that Rabbi Akiva himself was matir the neder. It just says that Rabbi Akiva asked him, "Would you have made the neder if you would have known that he would become Adam Gadol?" So Rabbi Akiva was looking for a Pesach for him, looking for a way to be matir the neder for someone else to be matir the neder. Meaning, if Akiva shows that he would not have made the neder, it was a mistake, he has a Pesach, so then somebody else would be matir the neder. But not Rabbi Akiva himself was actually the one was matir the neder. The Rivash says another answer. He says that it's only a problem to be matir neder for something that's nageya for yourself if you're doing it alone. If you're using the concept that a Talmud Chacham, a Mumcha, is able to be matir neder by himself. However, if you're be matir with a Bezdin, with two other people, in such a case, since you're not the only one who's being matir neder, that we have to be afraid of your bias, because there are two other people along with you. In such a case, the Rivash says, you'd be able to be matir neder as part of the Bezdin. So Rabbi Akiva possibly was part of a Bezdin of three people. This idea, we also find in the Ran earlier on Chesem Beis, that even in a case where a person cannot be matir for something that's relevant to himself, but if he has two other people with him, the Ran says as well, that they would be able to matir neder. Just to point out, this is only in a situation where there's bias. However, if the person himself was the one that actually made the neder, then, as the Ran is clear over there, then, of course, it won't even help to be mitzarif with two other people, because it's your neder. So then you need three different people. But if it's not, you're not the one that made the neder, just the hatara permitting the neder is beneficial to you, in such a case, you would be able to mitzarif with two other people. Another more discussed ta'ara on the hataras neder of Kabbalah Savua is the actual Pesach that Rabbi Akiva used. As we mentioned, the Gemara in Ksubis says that Rabbi Akiva asked him, if he would have known he would have been an Adam Gadol, that he'd become an Adam Gadol, would you have made this neder? And Kabbalah Savua said, even one perek, even one halacha. And the problem is that we learn later on in the beginning of the ninth perek, Ein paischim b'naylat. They are not able to be matir neder with something of the future. By asking the person, if you would have known something in the future that would happen, would you have made the neder? So since there's a klal of Ein paischim b'naylat, they're not able to be matir neder with naylat, how was Rabbi Akiva or whoever was matir the neder able to use this Pesach of a daita de gava rabba mina darta? Why would Rabbi Akiva ask him, would you have made the neder if you would have known he'd become a great person? Ein paischin b'naylat. Taking it a little further, in the Mishnah over there on Samach Daled Amud Aleph, in the beginning of 9th Perek, one of the examples of naylat is a case where the person became a Talmud Chacham, became a Sefer. And the Gemara says, if you would have known that he'd become a Sefer, would you have made the neder? That's considered a Pesach b'naylat. So what is the pshat in this Maisa with Rabbi Akiva? Tysus over there, in Ksubis, says a Meiridik Avart, a Meiridik a lesson for us. Tysus says, Tahacha leichash of naylat. Over here it's not considered naylat. Kivan shahalach lebei rab, since he was going to learn in yeshiva. Already at the time of the neder, when he made the neder, Rachel married Rabbi Akiva for the purpose, on condition that he goes and learns Torah. So at the time Kabbalah Savua made the neder, Rabbi Akiva was already heading towards yeshiva. It's normal for that a person that goes to learn Torah that'll become an Adam Gadol. Zok Taisvis. We have a klal, we have a concept that something that's common, something that very often happens, that's not considered naylat, that's not considered something new, something unexpected that we cannot be mat to the nether based upon. And since over here Rabbi Akiva was already going to learn, it's normal, Taisus says, that a person who goes to learn Torah, person goes with pure, with good intentions to learn, to grow. It's normal, Zok Taisus, that he'll become an Adam Gadol. It's interesting to point out that other Rishayim, the Ritva, the Rashba, over there in Ksubis, clearly had a different girsa, that Rabbi Akiva didn't ask Kabbalah Savua, if you would have known that he'd become a Gavra Rabba, a great person, would you have made the nether? But a little bit different expression, he said if you would have known that he would become a Tzur V'mirabana, if he become a Talmud Chacham, which is seemingly not as unexpected as becoming an Adam Gadol, as becoming an exceptionally great person, a Gadol Hadar. However, like we mentioned before, that would still be considered naylat, because the Mishnah says, even saying that if I would have known he'd become a Talmud Chacham, it's considered naylat. However, it does give us room for another teretz, which the Ritva gives, according to his girsa, the Ritva gives another teretz to this question of naylat. He says that over here, since she only, Rachel, only married Rabbi Akiva on condition that he goes and learns Torah and becomes a tzur v'mirabanan, he becomes a budding Talmud Chacham. So therefore, if Kalba Savua knew that at the time that he made the neder, that already, which already existed, that was the condition she married him, if Kalba Savua knew that, he would have never made the neder. And therefore, that's not a Pesach of the future. It's a Pesach of a lack of knowledge of what was going on at the time that he made the neder. And this is very similar to Taisvis. Just according to Taisvis, we'd have to say the greater Chiddush, the greater concept, to say that it's normal to become an Adam Gadol if he went to learn Torah. As opposed to Ritva, it was just a matter of becoming a Tzor v'mirabanan, a budding scholar, and she only married him on that condition that he go and learn Torah to become a Tzor v'mirabanan, and therefore the Ritva's teretz is a little bit less of a chiddush than Taisus's teretz. A third mahalich to answer this question is a Ma'ariv D'Kesef Mishnah based on an incredible Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, says the following Ma'ariv D'Kesef. He says that the only time we're not Paseach ben Nailat, that we're not Matar Neder with Nailat, is if there's no Charata Meikara. There's no regret over the fact that he made the initial Neder. It's just later on, things change, things happen, and therefore he wishes that the nether is no longer upon him. However, if because of the future events, he wishes he never made the nether in the first place, he wishes that he never made the nether, not that he wishes not to have to carry anymore the impact of the nether, in such a case, we could be matir even b'naylat. The Nailat is just being used to bring us to Charata Meikara, to true regret. And the Ramah in Yeradeya Reish Chav Ches Yud Gimel also paskins like this Rambam. So comes along the Kesef Mishnah and says that this is a pshat in the Maisa with Rabbi Akiva, that since Kalba Savua had regret that he ever made this neder because of what happened in the future, but not that he just wishes that from then on the nether should not impact him, the nether should be removed. He wishes he never made the nether in the first place. So memela, we could even be matir the nether with a Pesach of Nailat. In Mirza Shem, we will discuss later on in the ninth perek the reason for the Rambam, and as well show over there that the Rush, other Rishayim, argue with the Rambam, but nonetheless, we'll wait till later on because it's a arichos. But this is the way the Kesef Mishnah comes to answer the Maisa with Rabbi Akiva. Finally, we have another teretz, a fourth teretz from the Rashba over there that says Lahadam. This whole question is really a mistake. The Rashba says that it doesn't say in the Gemara and Ksubis that Akiva was matir the neder with these questions. By asking, if you would have known that he was become a great person or become a Talmud Chacham, would you have made the neder? Rabbi Akiva was stam, not to be matir neder. Rabbi Akiva was stam asking him a question. He's asking him, would you have made the neder if you would have known this person would become so great, in order to see if Kalba Savua really regretted making this neder, really regretted doing what he did. But not to be matir the nether. Just stump, Rabbi Akiva was doing it to see Kalba Savua's attitude, his feelings about it, and as a way of introducing to him that he himself was the Rabbi Akiva that his daughter had married. And the Rashba says that Einachinami, Rabbi Akiva was matir nether with something else completely. He wasn't matir nether with the fact that Rabbi Akiva became a Talmud Chacham, because that indeed is Nailat. So, just to go over the four terutzim that we brought down, the terutz of Taisvis, that since he was going to learn Taira already at the time of the neder, it's not nailad because it's common that in such a case a person becomes an Adam Gadol. We have the Ritva that since she only married him for the purpose of becoming a Talmud Chacham, and again, according to the Girs of the Ritva and the Rashba, Rabbi Akiva just told him, would you have made the neder if you would have known he'd become a Talmud Chacham? So since she married him on that condition, if Kabbal Sevul would have known that, then he would have never made the neder. So therefore the Pesach is very good. You have a third teretz based on of the Kesef Mishnah, based on the Rambam, that Nailad only doesn't work if the person only doesn't want the neder from now on. But if he has regret that he ever made the neder, even if it's because of Nailad reasons, that would still be good enough to be matir neder. And finally, we have the teretz of the Rashba that says the question doesn't really begin. Rabbi Akiva was never matir neder with this question. It was just Rabbi Akiva asking him in general to see where Kabbal Sevua stood and a way of introducing himself and telling him that he is the one that his daughter married. And Rabbi Akiva was matir neder from somewhere else completely. This is similar to what we saw in the Rivash, who said that Akiva wasn't even the one that was matir neder. It's possible that somebody else was matir neder. In Mirtz Hashem, later on, in the ninth parak, we'll discuss Barichas more, the reasons for Nailad, and that Rambam and the Ramah that we mentioned before.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.